Chairman.
Yeah.
Case number 10,324, DKR LLC, Doug Ritter, north of Road 299, north of Steel Drive, being Lot 19, Block A and B, within Steel Land Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address. Douglas J. Ritter, 24265 Canal Drive, Hillsboro, Delaware, 19966.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Does everybody have a copy of what I submitted?
Mm-hmm.
When I purchased the property, the previous owners owned two lots, the one next door and the one that I own. They had placed a garage on the vacant lot, which I recently purchased. I already have a building permit to put a Class C mobile home on there, and I wish to connect the mobile home to the garage. It's my understanding it's got to be 10 foot off the side setbacks if it's connected to the home, and the garage was already placed, and it's only 6 foot. So I'm seeking basically a variance from that 6 foot. That is because I wish to connect to it, put a breezeway between the home and the garage.
You're going to put a breezeway between the side that you have the proposed building on is the side the doors are on in the garage?
Yes. Those doors are going to be closed off, and there's going to be a set of garage doors put on the front of that garage. Do you have the septic plot there as well? I don't know if I submitted that. It actually shows how it goes.
They don't need that.
Okay.
Septic's in the front of the property?
Yes. In front of where the mobile will go.
Excuse me.
So you've owned,
How long has the garage been there?
I believe that home was put there in the late 70s, early 80s.
The garage?
I'm not sure if the garage was built at the same time or not.
Were these parcels once combined, and now they've been subdivided?
They were combined.
When they originally owned them, they were combined, but the previous owners
split them up.
So now you end up with an odd-shaped lot.
Right.
No, they were individual lots originally developed like that.
They were developed like that? Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this just is appearing as a... Okay. I see here. Yes, it was. If you look on your... look on your MapTech parcel, you'll see where the site is and how it is an odd lot there on that corner. And there has been the GR section, which there has been adjustments in there. Has been adjustments.
There has been?
Yes.
When you received your application, there was a set of standards for granting a variance for which you have to address. One of them being uniqueness, and I think the odd shape of the lot speaks for that. Can't otherwise be developed. I would assume you're suggesting that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
It would make it much easier.
Could not have been created by the applicant, which obviously was, garage was there before you purchased it. One of the standards is will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Can you talk to us about the character of the neighborhood and how this would fit?
It's not going to stick out. In my opinion, it actually improved it a little bit.
Okay.
As far as bringing up the quality of what's in there.
Mm-hmm. Will do.
I have been out to look at it. It falls right into the. I wouldn't even notice the difference in that.
That's right.
And because the garage is already placed, then you would also suggest
there?
That it's a minimum to afford relief?
Sure.
Okay. Those are the standards.
Okay. Okay, are any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated that his request does meet the standards for granting a variance. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,324.
And I have a second to that motion. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,324. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Good. Thank you. Have a good evening.
See yes, that? You're approved because you're wearing the right shirt.
Maybe we'll get lucky.
Maybe we'll get lucky. Case number...